Hello again. I'll leave it to Robert Rotifer to make the introductions.
You really love your music. You like your punk rock too. You bought the box set, baby, but you don't have a clue. I glimpsed what all this used to mean. It wasn't pretty and it wasn't clean tonight. It all took off with Eric. And after what's been going down, things won't be the same in this town. Not since it all took off with Eric. We know the game's changed. It's all the real world now. We only ever go as far as we're allowed. Up comes this little man who likes to play it loud. Plugs in his green guitar and goes away. Crowd. A heckler tried to spoil the set. He poked him with his micro frets tonight. It all took off with Eric. It all took off with Eric. La 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 la. 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 A prostitute that takes offense tonight. It all took off with Eric. It all took off with Eric.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
With It All Took Off With Eric, which I'm proud to say is about me. It comes from a gig that Amy and I did with Robert in Canterbury, which was fraught with problems because they wanted to have rock and roll bands and they were very pleased to have a punk legend, namely me, on the show. But they weren't ready for how loud it might be, which wasn't actually very loud, but it was louder than they could deal with. Their PA kept cutting out because there was a limiter. There were some hecklers in the audience who, by and large, were great. They were a very receptive audience. But it was being ruined by hecklers, so we had some problem with that. And then with the PA cutting out because of this limiter they got on it. And then they pulled the plugs on us because they said we were going to run over time. And it all ended in an onstage fracas with a security man calling the police about a disturbance that was happening in the Orange Street Music Club in Canterbury. The disturbance being caused actually by the artist live on stage. I was being restrained at the time by three burly men from hitting the promoter, which is just as well, really. The promoter was an idiot who I think was high on God knows what. And they only gave us half our fee. They kept some of it, and they said they were going to put it to a good cause. They said they were going to give it to charity. Bless them. Anyway, it ended up with me getting a song written about me. So I'm very proud of that. Very proud of Robert Rotiver. And even quite proud of my behaviour.
Thank you.
Yes, any idiot would know that. Brian Eno from the LP Here Come the Warm Jets with Babies on Fire. Mush, who are led by Nicky Rushton, who used to be in a band in the 80s called And All Because the Lady Loves, who were actually one of the saving graces of the 80s. Now, I know I always keep bashing the 80s. I hated the 80s on a lot of levels. Sometimes I think it was the worst decade ever in the history of Western civilization. Maybe we've surpassed that now, but at the time I think it probably was. It was horrible, it was inhumane, it was self-seeking, and I had some requests to read something from my autobiography, A Dysfunctional Success, because I read some on a previous episode. So I'll read you this, which is my take on the 80s, with a bit of the 70s thrown in. I just made my first record. I just recorded Whole Wide World, in fact. It was 1976. This is afterwards. It was a bit of an anticlimax. I had to start looking around for another job, so I signed up with Manpower in the Walworth Road. I went to the Walworth Road place rather than the more upmarket Jermyn Street branch because Walworth Road dealt with manual labour, and I didn't think I was a contender for any other sort of work. I didn't want a job that I'd have to get involved in anyway, because it was obvious to me that there weren't any jobs that were actually at all interesting. Not if all you wanted to do was become a pop singer. I had little or no confidence in myself, and I was going through a Dickensian phase. I looked like something out of the musical Oliver. My work prospects were definitely not very good, but it didn't matter because I was soon going to have a record out. It didn't bother me that we hadn't finished the B-side. I just sort of assumed they'd ring me up and fix a date to get that sorted out. I didn't want to ring them because I didn't want to seem pushy. I can't stand pushiness, but sadly, it's the way things are, especially in the music business. It seems to be the people that make the most noise about themselves that get somewhere. You've got to be seen to be hungry, hungry for success. It was worse in the 80s when uncool was the new cool. I was in the VIP bar at the Limelight Club one night in 1987. I'd only got in because I was with a friend of Shane McGowan's, and we had the misfortune to be out at the time with Shane McGowan, who stank of piss, by the way. I was incredibly bored because I didn't drink anymore. I found the Limelight VIP bar very depressing. It was full of large people filling the air with talk about themselves. Occasionally I spotted someone I'd seen on the telly or on a record sleeve, but mostly they were self-important nobodies. A big groovy guy said to a fat businessman, "The band's ready to roll and we want you to manage us. We're going to be big. Fucking big." Big people with big hair in the big time, being big. Fucking big. I hated the 80s. Before we left, I took my chewing gum out and stuck it on the seat. As we were walking out, I glanced round in time to see Paul Young, dressed in a shark skin suit, lowering his arse onto it. I saw out November and December of 1976 doing menial jobs through Manpower Services. I worked in a packing department for a couple of days, got a call to get myself down to Harding and Hobbs department store in Clapham Junction, where a lorry needed unloading. Spent a few days in the basement of the Army and Navy stores in Victoria, moving bed bases and assorted furniture items around. At this one, I worked with some of the resting thespians from Jermyn Street. They could have been the same people that later made it into the VIP bar at the Limelight. Wankers.
Down in Nightmare Abbey, amidst the beasts of the field, there lives an actress, her heart congealed. She's full of fear and hatred too. Too much money, now what can she do? Poor little actress, I'm right here, holding out my hands. You've nothing to fear from me. Keep it flowing, 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 flowing. Flowing, 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 flowing. Our love is growing, 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 growing. Honey. Growing, 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 growing. the lonely bedroom, but I'll be there. I'll fill up the space in your life, that ship you care. I think you do. Yes, I think you do. I'm not gonna beg, but I know what's true. Poor little actress, you've never seen me before, but at the first glance I knew that I was waiting for you. Blowing, 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 it's coming, baby. Growing, 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 it's on time. Blowing, 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 blowing. Growing, 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 growing. Oh, yeah. Blowing, 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 blowing. Growing, 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 growing. Growing, growing, growing. It's blowing, 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 blowing. Oh, it's lovely. Doesn't that feel nice? There's an arm around you. I'll do it more than twice or thrice. Everything is nice here. I've made a change. Cut the briars from your hair. I know it feels strange. Oh, poor little actress. Let's stand up straight. Get out now on that screen. Show them you can't wait. All right. Blowing, 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 blowing. Blowing, 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 blowing. Growing, 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 growing. Growing, 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 growing.
That's Kevin Coyne. I had a lot of requests to play more of Kevin, so I'm very pleased about that, because I think everyone should hear Kevin Coyne. And that's from a record called Beautiful Extremes, etc. A few months ago, we were on tour in Germany and we stayed with Kevin's wife, Helmi, down in Nuremberg, and actually slept in a room containing the master tapes of this album. I was absolutely transfixed. I didn't want to go to sleep. I wanted to get them out of the box, but you don't when you're in someone else's house, do you? Anyway, this is the crowd scene.
What would Hollywood's reliance? drum machine was stolen from my car. With the answer to the question, he began to wish he hadn't asked. If it's not written in the stars, it's just written in.
You know you're getting old when your grandfather's got a drum machine. That was the Crowd Scene, and that's called Trick Photography, though I always think of it as the Crazy World of Arthur Brown song. I saw the Crazy World of Arthur Brown when I was considerably younger than I am now, and I had to leave, unfortunately, before the climax of the show. I had to leave to get the last bus. But in this song, in this Crowd Scene number, I think he's talking about Arthur Brown's Kingdom Come, who I believe were the first band to actually have a drum machine. It had a name and presumably its own seat in the transit van, and it had its own Marshall stack as well, as I remember. Anyway, that was back in the dim and distant before technology got a hold. This is a great record that some people might be appalled I'm playing, but I think that's quite good if I appall a few people along the way. This is Donna Summer, and you can hear how things don't quite sync up, because it's before computer technology made it possible to make this stuff completely seamless. You can hear it losing itself and just coming back into the groove. It's called I Feel Love. see, it just managed to get itself back in by the end of the record. Hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for listening. See you next time.